Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Yud Gimel. And we're holding right at the immediately before on Amud Beit the story of the visit of Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. And we still want to know what the details are of his psak. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, you will recall, was ill, and he would fall asleep. Not literally sleeping, but he would lose concentration, be half asleep. Bitnam Neim has a definition that the Gemara gives elsewhere, which is that if you speak to him, he can answer, but he doesn't say anything very intelligent. He's loyada la duri svora. You ask him, did you leave the keys to the car in the front room? That he can tell you. But, so what he told him was, yeah, you are Yotzi, but today the Gemara wants to know a little bit more about the background of that psak. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu bo kamei Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu wanted to know, Rabbi Elazar went to visit Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. Was it because Rabbi Elazar yada Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba bedaktik b'mitzvot asagi? Because he knew how much he was bedaktik b'mitzvot and he didn't want to be makel on himself, even though he was ill and so on. So it was because of that that he was horele, and that what he told him, therefore, is not a kula. It's the ikar adin, and he wasn't giving him any quarter because of his illness. In which case, when we said if you're mafsik teilig marit kula, you're not yet. So apparently, it doesn't hold up because it doesn't matter if you fall asleep in the middle. Or was it beginning to hoot tashish horele? Or was he just being makel on? I mean, that was mikra adin he holds. That if he had fallen asleep and lost his awareness of what was going on long enough to be cursed kula, indeed it would have been ma'akim, but since he was sick, he didn't want to tell him that. Well, Marley, to Rabbi Zeira, said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, you should know that b'feirush pligin, we know that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar specifically argued about whether if you're mafsik, kedei likras is kula, whether Rabbi Yochanan was right in saying that you're not Yotzi, because according to Rabbi Elazar, indeed anybody would be Yotzi the Chiyav. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said Lo Yatza, and therefore he was telling it to him Mamish Mi'ikar Adin, not because he was sick. What's the Machlokes? Ma'pligin? Is the idea over here specifically by Kriyat Shema? Remember that we said yesterday it could be Kriyat Shema, Halal, Kriyat Megillah. It's always the same shear of Havsaka. So is the Machlokas over here specifically in terms of Kriyat Shema? And the reason would be is that there is no such thing in the Torah as Kriyat Shema in the sense that it doesn't appear as joined together, and therefore Havsaka shouldn't matter because the Torah itself was Mavsik. But when it comes to Halal, or it comes to Kriyat HaMegillah, so maybe Rabbi Elazar would be Moda, because since the Halal was written as one parak after another, and the Megillah is obviously one book, maybe indeed it would be Ma'akib. It could be that Rabbi Elazar would be Modeh. So apparently the Gemara is saying, indeed, it's Dafka B'Kriyat Shema. Now, the next thing we learned in the Mishnah, Piska, was that he's Shoel Mipnei HaKavod U'Meshiv, U'Bemtza Shoel Mipnei HaYir'ah. So, once already we talk about the din of Sheila Shalom to a Talmud Chacham, we first want to know how to do such things. Tony, Shoel Bishlom Rabo, B'Mishu Gadol Mimeno BaTorah, I should be Yodo. First of all, you should know that even though you might think that it's sort of, like, who are you to ask? Just keep your mouth shut and stick to business. You know, you don't ask the Rav, Bishlom Rab. You see from here that you can ask, because otherwise the whole Mishnah wouldn't make sense. Kada Amra, which teaches us that Adam Tzirich Lishol B'Mishal Gadol Mimenu B'Torah. Once you say that, it's considered to be an honorable thing to do, so then already it means it shows concern and it's part of your covenant. Furthermore, Va'od, you can prove Minhada Datani from the Braita, where over there it's talking about the Chiyav of tearing clothing on a dead relative, on a relative that just died. So if the relative was very ill and went into a coma, and everybody thought he died, and then they were a Korea, and then he suddenly turns back alive again, you know, because Robo Nishama for a little while. So if he dies immediately afterwards, in a Tzarech L'kra, you know, what you're talking about, Hafsoka, there's Hafsoka isn't dying also. So if he dies immediately afterwards, you don't need to be Korea once again. Panim L'achar Zman, Tzarech L'kra. How do we define, continues the writer here, how do we define the Al Atar? What it means instantly or on the spot? And that's Kidei, Toch Kidei Dibur, as we say. And what is that share of Kidei Dibur? Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, says Kidei She'ilat Shalom, Ben Adam L'Chaveru, we say Shalom Alecha. But Abba Barbachana B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says it's Kidei She'ilat Shalom, Ben Harav L'Talmid, where he has to say Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, or the Girsa that we have in the Bavli is Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, Umori. That's either three or four words. But anyway, it's quite clear that it's actually appropriate to be Shoel B'Shalom Arav, as we just said. Rabbi Yochanan Avi Mistamech al Rabbi Yaakov Bar Iri. Rabbi Yochanan was walking along and he was leaning on Rabbi Yaakov Bar Iri, and Rabbi Yochanan had a certain difficult time walking when he was older because he was extremely heavy, as the Gemara says. And so Rabbi Elazar would see him coming. He saw him coming down the road and he hid. And he wouldn't go over to him and see how he's doing. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Omar, this guy, it's just outrageous the way he treats me. This guy, this Bava mom fellow. He never asks how I'm doing, you know. And secondly, when he says over things of mine, he never mentions my name. Such a chutzpanyak. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Iri wanted Rabbi Yochanan to understand that Chas v'Shalom wasn't Rabbi Elazar, had bad covenant, Marley. So he said in Kachin and Egan Gabeon, we should know that back in Bavel, the minhag was that a youngster or a lesser person did not have the chutzpah to go and speak and stam ask, how are you doing? They viewed it as something that was inappropriate. So it was the Ira Losho B'Shlami de Rabbah, because they were Mekayim the Pasuk in Iyuv, the Inon Mekayimin, Ra'uni Ne'arim, V'Nechabau, that youngsters would see me and would hide. That's the way that people responded to me when I was in my days where I was so chashev that they would run away from me in fear. And there's actually an interesting machlokas, halacha lemaisa, what is correct to do. Because the Ramah actually brings that the halacha should be that it's usur to stam casually ask a Rav how he's doing. And that's based on a bright. And the bright says that anotin shalom l'rabo gorm l'shchina shetistalek miyisrael. The Gra, however, says that it's clear from our sugya that if Rabbi Yochanan was makpid, obviously he held that was wrong. We were paskin like that. In which case, the idea of anotin shalom l'rabo would mean dafka without saying it properly. You'd say it the way you would say it to a friend. How are you doing? Or like they do in the emails. Hey, Rabbi. I love that one. Hey, how you doing? So that is indeed Gorm L'Shechina Shetistalek Miyisrael. Anyway, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Iri also, of course, wanted Rabbi Yochanan not to be upset about the other issue, which is that he felt that Rabbi Elazar did not quote him by name when he would say over things. And while they're still walking, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Iri shows Rabbi Yochanan a beautiful Beit HaMidrash that they're passing by, an old Beit HaMidrash. And Amalei Hochavi Rabbi Meir Yotiv Dorech. Rabbi Meir used to sit in this Beit HaMidrash. And V'omar Shmuata Mishmeda Rabbi Shmo, he used to say over, quoting Shmuas that he said in Rabbi Shmo. However, when he said over something that he had heard from Rabbi Akiva. He didn't quote them in Rabbi Akiva's name. He just said them over. Rabbi Akiva. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan, so obviously not. Call Amma Yadin, the Rabbi Meir, Tamid, Rabbi Akiva. I mean, it's obvious that if he said something, everything that he says, he has to say over that he heard from Rabbi Akiva. The Talmud always says what he heard from his Rabbi. Omar Lo, Sir Rabbi Yaakov, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, well, Rabbi, Kulei Amma Yadin, Rabbi Lozer, Tamid, Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody knows Rabbi Lozer is your Talmud, too. And therefore, there is absolutely no need any more than there was for Rabbi Meir to mention Rabbi Akiva, for him to mention you. So, Adarabba, he's so mocked with you that everything that he says, he only says because he heard from you. Now, there was one other issue that Rabbi Yaakov was worried about. And that was that it's all very nice not to ask to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe if you stay by the side of the road, you know, and you feel that it's mitam hayira. But I mean, to go hide. And obviously, Rabbi Yochanan had seen him that he had gone to hide. So that was weird. It was like a little bit insulting. It's like, you know, I don't want to be bothered. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi wanted to address that issue as well so that Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't be angry at Rabbi Elazar. So then he says to him, you know, Ma'u me'avar kumia oduri tzilme. Are you allowed to go in front of the statues of Avodah Zorah? So, does it look like you're giving it some type of honor? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? You walk in front of it and you ignore it. Probably your car, I understand. I should go out of the way for it. Let it drop dead. Just the opposite. Avor kamoy v'samayeni. I don't care. I'll walk right in front of it and I'll spit on it. I mean, it makes no difference to me. Let it go blind. So you walk past something and you don't show it any attention, that itself is showing an insulting stance. Oh, my lays, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said to him, And that's exactly the point. If that's true, then Rabbi Elazar, Yoitava, the law of Akamas. Rabbi Elazar did the right thing in seeing to it that he was hiding. Because if he felt that it's the halacha was, as it is in Bava, that you're not supposed to relate to the Rav because of his yira. So then if he wouldn't have said anything, just walked by you as if you're not there, so then it would have been a bigger insult. So he did the right thing, basically. Omar Le, man, oh man, Yaakov Baridi, you're a heck of a guy. You know, Dea Atlafayis, you sure know how to get people feeling back in sorts of when they were angry at somebody. Now, what was the big deal that Rabbi Yochanan cared whether he was quoted or not? I mean, he needs the covet of Rabbi Elazar quoting him. Rabbi Yochanan, boy, do you shmoatam and shmei? Who does he care? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? After vidbi keishel harachamim, David HaMelech himself asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help him on this. Where? Because he said, in Tehillim, agura bo alecha olamim. So much I should live forever. What is that supposed to mean? Rabbi Pinchas says, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, you really think that V'chialat Alev David Shechai Lo'olam? It's a pretty strange tefillah to ask. I mean, you think he's going to live forever. Ela, what he was saying, Amar David Eskesh Yedavarai Ne'morim Al Shmi B'batikas Yedavar Pnei Medroshas, that he was being mavakish, that after he died, people should mention him when they say over Shmuas, and in that, they would basically keep him alive. And he was in, as the Bavli puts it, that the person is living olamim in both worlds, in olam hazeh and olam haba. And ma'han yale. And what does it help? I mean, if he's dead, l'maisa that they should quote him. So Levi bar Nazir ha'amah, kol ha'emer shmua mishem omra, siftov tavro hashotimo bekever. So his lips, so to speak, move in the grave, and it's as if he is saying it. Matam, where do we see this from? It says, V'chikechi yeinat tov, alech l'doni l'mei sharim dovev sifte yeshenim. How can you make sleeping lips move? It's basically, ki yeinat tov. Kechomer hazeh shel anavim, it's like a pile of grapes that are warming in order to make them soft. starch. They become gel-like. And then they start to drip wine. Shuzav me'elav. So too did Rei Teira, that Talmud Chacham said in his lifetime, they continue to flow, so to speak, from his lips. And therefore, as long as people recognize where it's coming from, it's as if he's still alive. Rechinen Abapop of Rabbi Simon explained it like this. So one of the two, I don't know exactly who said which one, but Chanamar Gaden de Shate Konditon. It's like a person who drinks the Yain Konditon. Yain Konditon is candied Yain. So they would put in honey in it and various flavorings. It's the sense of someone who's drinking very aged wine. So just like when you drink those kinds of wine, even though he's drinking it and finished, it is so pungent that it leaves a taste. The same thing is true of a Talmud Chacham Shemait, even though he can't be Osik in Torah, but he still has the taste of Torah, so to speak, on his lips, as if he's in Olam Hazeh. Anyway, so getting back to David HaMelech's Bakasha, that Agura Ba'alech Olamim, we are already 1-0, the way that David here was clearly talking about what things would be like after he died. So we want to know how he looked at that death. Because you might think that if he's saying Agur Ba'alech Olamim, that indeed he wants to live as long as possible. And the truth is that that wasn't so. Because Ein Dor She'ein Bo Leitzanim, every door has its disgusting cynics. So Ma Yu Pritzei Ador Osim, even in the door of David HaMelech, it's hard to believe. But they knew that Shlomo was the one that was going to build the Beit HaMikdash, and until David died, there couldn't be a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What are they used to do? David, they would stand under the windows, and they would shout, "Hey, David, when are we going to get a Beis HaMikdash, man? Imatai bana Beit HaMikdash? Imatai Beit Hashem Nelech?" Pretended, we're waiting, we can't wait. When are we going to get a chance? Ooh, Omer, he understood. And obviously, they want to say him drop dead. But he said, Afa pisha mitkavnim la'achiseni. You should know, yavoh alai, I deserve a little bit of credit over here. And that is, shani sameach b'libi. I was happy. Because at least people are thinking about a Beis HaMikdash, looking forward to a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he says, "Samachti ba'omimli Beit Hashem Nelech." I was happy, even though they meant to hurt me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers David. Where did he answer him? Basically, by saying like this: "Ki yimlu yamecha." Then it says, "V'shachavte tavotecha." Who yivne bayit b'shmi? So Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. David, listen here. I want Yimlu'u Yamecha. Don't give me any of this stuff. You know, you're anxious to clear out that there should be a chance for your son to build a Beis HaMikdash. Yamim Elohim Ani Monelecha. Ani Monelecha Yamim Chasiri. I'm not going to agree to take anything off of your life. You're going to have to live the whole time. Because what's the point of this Beis HaMikdash anyway? Kulum Shlomo Bincha Bone Beit HaMikdash. Lolak Ripo Korbanot. Believe me, Chaviv Alai Mishpat Utztaka Shata Oseh Yoter Min HaKorbanot. I am more machshiv, as it says in the pasuk, Vayi David Oseh Mishpat Utztaka. That Mishpat Utztaka is more valuable to me than the Korbanos. Matam Atzot Tzedaka Omishpat Nivchar LaHashem Mizavach. As your son Shlomo Malach will write in Sefer Mishlei, Kadosh Baruch Hu indeed chose the tzedakah or mishpat of my father is more than the zvachim that I will be bringing in the Beit HaMikdash. Next piece, Piska. Next piece of the Mishnah. Ubaprakim, Shurab ibn Yaakovod HaMishiv, and so on. So, let's try to understand what Rabbi Meir means when he says, Shurab ibn Yaakovod HaMishiv. When he says Meshiv, meaning what? Does he mean ibn Yaakovod? Or was he willing to say that he would be allowed to be meshiv l'chol adam, which would be the way to have the girsa here according to the gra. Nashmina min hada l'chora, we can bring a raya from the continuum of the Mishnah, because Reb Yehuda Omer, the girsa that fits with the previous girsa would be. But here it says Reb Yehuda Omer in the Mishnah that Peprakim Shalom Ibn Yaakov Meshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. So if Reb Yehuda is coming to be Matir Shalom L'chol Adam, obviously the sheet of Rabbi Meir that came before Abba Kadmaita, he couldn't have meant Shalom Ibn Adam. He should have meant, he can only have meant Shalom Ibn Yaakovod Umeshiv Ibn Yaakovod. Because if not, then they would be saying the same thing. Furthermore, it says Be'emtza Shoel Mipnei Hayira Umeshiv Divrei Rabbi Meir here too. I want to know, does that mean he's Meshiv also Mipnei Hayira, or can he be Meshiv in Ne'akavot? So Imahu Meshiv Mipnei Hayira Ne'akavot. Well, once again, says the Gemara, we can learn that from the continuation where Rabbi Yehuda says Nashmina Menada. Rabbi Yehuda Mer Be'emtza Shoel Mipnei Hayira Meshiv Mipnei Hayakavot, which means that in the previous case, which was Rabbi Meir Shita, B'kat Maita, Shoel Mipnei Hayira Umeshiv Mipnei Hayira. So when we were Matir, even in the middle, to be Mafsiv Mipnei Hayira, so Ad Kidon B'emza Parasha. I understand, okay, let's say you're not at the end of a perek, you're in the middle of a parasha, but what about if you're mamish in the middle of a sentence? I mean, you stop in the middle of a sentence, or is this only a heter one level down? It doesn't have been a proki, meaning between the various parshiot, and then you can have a perek would mean in the middle of the parsha. But then we would have a third problem, which would be the emtsa of a pasuk. Says the Gemara, it's actually machlokes. Rabbi Yirmiyah merameis, he didn't want to respond. And he would only move his hands, but he would not be mafsik if he's in the middle of a pasuk. Whereas Rabbi Yaina would be mafsik, even in the middle of a pasuk. And Rabbi Chuna quotes Rabbi Yosef as saying, since the pasuk says v'dibarta bam, it means b'kan sheyesh chashuv lidaber bam, even in the middle of a pasuk. According to the various shitas, with Yaakov and Ne'ayira, you have a right to mean bam. Bam means smack bang in the middle. So even if you're smack bang in the middle, you also have a right to be mafsik, which is the way Rabbi Yena apparently took the halacha. Halacha Beit. Now this is a continuation of the first Mishnah. We're over there. We were machalik between Bein HaPrakim, where we said we were going to be more Meika, and then Bein Tza. What are Bein HaPrakim? Elohim Bein HaPrakim. Bein bracha rishona l'shniya. So after you say yotzera ma'orot, before you start avaraba, or bein shniya l'shma, and then bein shma l'vayim shamoa, bein vayim shamoa l'vayomer, and bein vayomer le'emet v'yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Bein vayomer le'emet v'yatziv, that's the one thing that you should not be mafsik, as we'll see a special reason. Rabbi Levi, what is that special reason? Time made the Rabbi Yehuda is because Vayomer and Emet V'yatziv are linked. Because the end of the parsha is Ani Hashem Elokechem. And in Yirmiyahu it says Hashem Elokim Emet. So if you're going to say the word Emet afterwards, and you're mafsik, and the whole point is that Hashem Elokim should be immediately followed by Emet V'yatziv, and therefore looks what you're doing is you're being mafsik in the Amitat Hashem. Halacha Gimel. Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korach, Lama Kadma Shema Levahayim Shemoa. Why is it that we say the Shema before we say the Levahayim Shemoa? Now you'd think that that's sort of strange pasuk, I mean, because that question, because after all, I mean, that's where it occurs in the Torah. It first says Shema, and then it says Vayim Shema. So why would you want to do it anyway? But the point is that the reason that we put things in order cannot be because of the way that they appear in the Torah, because otherwise, why didn't we say Vayomer first? Because that comes first. So obviously, there's got to be some other reason. and we don't care about the way that it's written in the Torah. So why didn't we say Vayayim Shomroa, which is meant for all of Klal Yisrael, first, and then say Shema, which is Lashon Yachid, as we saw earlier. Ela, Sheikabel Malchut Shemaim Tchila. First you have to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which we saw in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. That's considered to be Malchus. Even Yotzei, the Chiyuv of Malchiyah is with it. And afterwards, Bekabel Ol Mitzvot. Vayayim Shema Tishmu El Mitzvotai. And why Vayayim Shemoa Tevayomer? Because Vayayim Shemoa, as we saw earlier, is Noit Ben Biyom Ben Belayla. Was Vayomer as Einu Egel Biyom, meaning the part about tzitzis, doesn't mean necessarily the part about Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. The part about tzitzis is only knowing in the daytime and not in the nighttime, and in the Mela, it's not, doesn't have the same questions. Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, my Tamar Mu, Adam Lovesh Tefillin, the Korea Tshmao Mitpaleo, Kideshi Yekabel Alav Malchut Shamayim Techila. The reason that the Chazal tell us that you first put on your tefillin, then you say Kriyat Shema, then you say Shema Esrei, it's because you should first be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim completely. And it completely means that you do something to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. You're able to be Mechavein and with the Maisa, with your Dibur, and you then go ahead and are Mispawel. That makes a heck of a lot of sense. So this is the equivalent of Naaseh, put on your tefillin first, and then Nishma. Rav Omer, Korei Shema. No, actually, first you should say Shema, and then you should be Lovish Tefillin and Mitpalel. What? Matnita, Pligei, Eloi, Rav. Obviously, the Braita disagrees with Rav, because it says, Reisha Yasuk, Imam Meit, Bekever. Somebody is working on burying a meit. Yeah, not Kriyat Shema. There is a Pereish L'Makom Tara. The person should go away Arba Amot from the meit, because you're not allowed, obviously, to do mitzvahs as a v'loig l'rash, and you put on tefillin, v'korei et shema u'mitpalel. You see clearly that first you lovish tefillin before you would say anything about kriyat shema. That is the opposite of what Rav said. So apparently, Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Nope, says the Gemara. Not necessarily so. It could well be, actually, the other way around. And that is, we have a Matnita Messiah L'Rab. It says in our Mishnah, K'dei shikabel alav malchut shamayim t'chila, v'achar kach bekabel alav ol mitzvot. So apparently, Kriyat Shema v'shikabel alav malchut shamayim comes before doing mitzvot, like tefillin. And therefore, l'chor of a Mishnah is on Rav's side, so then the fact that the Braita bothers, it is against him, shouldn't bother us at all. Omer Rabbanai, tefillin tzrichin guf naki. If you're going to put on your tefillin, you have to be careful not to let out flatulence or to do anything that is unclean around them. Mipnei ma lo yichzika behen, mipnei haramaim. And why is it that we do not take the fact that somebody wears tefillin all the time as an indication that they are indeed people that are tzaddikim, ksherim, mipnei haramaim? There's people that put on tefillin and wear them like that to fool people into believing that they are reliable people. Uvna havi b'chad barnash, da'avkid gabi chavri. There was a maisa that a guy gave his wallet to a friend because he saw him wearing tefillin. He figured, oh, a person like that, it's like a tzaddik, he goes to Zilberman, he wears his tefillin all day long. And when he came to get his wallet back, the guy said, I don't know what you're talking about. Go for it, pay. So Amalei, so the person who gave him the wallet, said to him, listen, man, I never believed in you. You understand? It was the tefillin on your head that proved to me that you were Neman. Are you not embarrassed? So anyway, the Medrash brings is that this guy begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him because he had been semech on the tefillin and the reliability of the Nemonis and Hashem, and he fell asleep and he had a dream in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Elio a Navitam, and Elio tells him, look, go to this guy's wife and tell her your husband said that you should give me back my wallet because he trusts me completely. And he told me that you and him together, you ate chametz on Pesach night, and you eat on Yom Kippur, and, you know, we're all same gang. And indeed, she believed him, and she gave it to him. And when he found it out, he said, my God, that does it. Now that they know about us, we better go back to our reform conversions. It turned out that they had been gerim milchatchila, and went back to Sir Chonam. Rabbi Yanai Ayalov Shemachar Chol Yoshlo Shayamim. Rabbi Yanai would never wear his tefillin all day long. He only wore his tefillin for davening because he was afraid that he wouldn't be able to be mekayim the level of Tahira and Nikiyas Haguf that he needed. And only if it was 3 days after he had a stomach virus, something like that, that he would say, now I can wear them. Because he would say, Lomar Shacholi Memare. The choli makes a person that clears out his digestive system, and now it can be knocky. Matam asoleach lechol avonechi, arofei lechol tachalu aichi. So we see that there's a relationship in the level of Kedusha, and it goes on to say, masbiya b'tov edyech, which is a reference to the adi, the edyech at tefillin. So we see that you need first to be on that matreka. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba Kamei Rabbi Zira began to Rabbi Lozir Yada to Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba B'daktik to Mitzvah to Sagin Harele or began to Abit Toshish Harele or Amalei Beferish Pligin to Rabbi Lozir Amar Yatsa Rabbi Yochan Lo Yatsa Ma Pligin Mikriyat Shema Mipnei Shor Asiya Prokim Prokim Abba Bahal Mikriyat Shema Gila of Rabbi Lozir Baidei Be'em Tzeshua Mipnei Ayira Tani Ashoel Bishlom Rabo Mimishu Godu Mimena Betorah Rishut Biyadot Hada Amra Shadam Tzarech Kor Mishol Mimishu Godu Mimena Betorah Vod Minad De Tani Kora V'chazra Bo Nishama Zim Al Atar In A Tzarech L'Kro Yim Lachar Zman Tzarech L'Kro V'kamo Al Atar Toch Kedei Dibur V'kamo Kedei Dibur V'simen B'shem Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi Kedei Shilat Shalom Ben Adam L'Chaviro Abba Barbachana Bashim Rabbi Yochanan Kadesh Shilat Shalom in Arab Talmud. Yomalo Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan Vimistamecha Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Oh, hey, Rabbi Lozer, Chamilay Matan Mimit Kadmoy. Omar, oh, disgusting. Atartim Yilan Bablaya Avid. First of all, Choda, Lo Shal Bashlami, Vachoda Lo Omar Shmak, Zamipi, Mishmi. Omar Lei, Kachi Nunagin Gabayan. Zira lo shal b'shalmei d'rabba, ever. Dina mekaymi, ru'uni na'arim v'nechbol. Mimahalchen chamile chad b'tamidrash. Amalei, ocha avi rabbi meir yatim, and dora shvomar shmoata mishmei d'rabbi shmo, v'lomar shmoata mishmei d'rabbi akiva. Amalei, well, obviously, kol amayadin rabbi meir tamid rabbi akiva. Amalei, kol amayadin rabbi loza tamid rabbi ocha. Then he asks him, how many have a kumiyadur itzalme? I'm like, obviously. It's palagli yikar. What do I care if he's there? Let him drop dead. Avor kamei v'soma yeinoi. I'm like, aha. So Rabbi Lozer, yota v'dolo avakadamo. I'm like, man, oh man, Yaakov Baridi, do you know how to be mefayez? Yodei at the fayez. Rabbi Yochanan, boy, ne'emru shmuat mim shmei. What does he care? Of course he cares. Av David b'kesh al harachamim. Agura b'alecha olamim. What do you think that David HaMelech meant when he said that? V'pichas, Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Yochanan, v'chialat alev David, shuchai li'olam. Or that he's chai b'shnei olamim, as the Bible says. Elo Omar David, ezkesh yudvarai ne'emarim, al shmi b'bat eklesiot b'bat medrashot. And ma hanyalei? Wavy Barnizero Amar, Coloima Shwum, Bishem Umra, Sift of Tav, Rochashotiba Bekever, Matan, Dovev Siftei Shenim, Kikomra Zeshlanavim, Shuzov Meilav, Rabchana Barbapa, Rib Simon, Chadim Kade Shati Konditun, Vachrona Makade Shati Hamaratik, Afagab, the Ushati Le Time Befume, Endor Shembolet Sanim, Mayu Pritsea Dorosim, Yochi, Salon Tav Shot David, Vomlum, Hey David. אימת יבנה בית המקדש, מתי בית השם נלך? והוא אומר, אף על פי שמתכוונים להכיסני, יבוא עליי, שאני שמח בליבי, שמחתי באומרים לי, בית השם נלך. והיה, כי אם לא ימיך, אומרים שמו בנחמני, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, צריך להלפי את דוד, you have to live every last day. ימים מלאים אני מונה לך, אני מונה לך לימים חסרים. What's the big deal? בית המקדש, כלום שלמה בנך, בוא נבית את המקדש, לא להקריב בו קורבנות. חביב עליי משפט וצדקה שאתה עושה יותר מן הקורבנות, מהטעם עושה צדקה ומשפט, נבחר להשם מזבח, פסקה. ובפרקים של מבני הכבוד המשיב, meaning what? מבני מה הוא משיב? בני היראה ובני הכבוד? Well, נשמין מנהדה, באמצע של מבני היראה משיב בני הכבוד, דברי בי מאיר. Meaning, בקדמיתה, שואל מבני הכבוד המשיב בני הכבוד. באמצע של מבני היראה משיב, דברי בי מאיר, once again, what does that mean? מפני מה הוא משיב? מפני היראה ומבני הכבוד? נשמין מנהדה. רבי יהודה אומר, באמצע שואל מפני היראה ומשיב מפני הכבוד, which means that בקדמיתה שואל מבני היראה ומשיב מבני היראה. Anyway, up until now, קטון, עד קטון באמצע הפרשה, how about in the middle of a pasuk? So אפילו באמצע הפסוק, רבי ירמיה used to be מרם, is in the middle of a pasuk, and רבי יונה would actually interrupt. רבי חונה, יוסף says, yeah, says, ודיברת בום, מכאן שיש לך רשות לדבר בום, ממש, in the middle. פסקבל, רעין בין הפרקים, בין ברוך ראשון לשני, משיב לשמע, משמע לבין משמע, בין דברים משמע לויומר, בין ויומר, למת ויציב. רבי יהודה אומר, בין ויומר, למת ויציב, לא יפסיק. אומר, רבי לוי תמיד רבי יהודה, אני השם לוקחן, וכתיב השם לוקחן באמת. אומר, רבי ישוע בן כורח, לא אומר, קודם שמע לבוא, אם שמוע אלא שיקה בלו, מלכות שמיים תחילה, ואחר כך יקה בלו לבוא מצוות. והיה אם שמוע אלא ויומר, שבועי, אם שמוע נוהג בין ביום ובין בלילה. ויומר אין נוהג, אלא ביום. רבי חייב השם רבי יוחד, מהטעם אומר, אמרו, אדם לובש תפילין first, then קורא את שמן מתפלל, כדי שיקה בלו, מלכות שמיים תחילה, משלם. רב אמר, the contrary, קורא את שמע, לובש תפילה ומתפלל. מתנית הרב פלגלי, הרי שי עוסק עם המת בקרב גאון עד קריאת שמע, הרי זה פורש שלא קמטר ולא הביש תפילים וקרא את שמע ומתפלל. But the mission is בסייל הרב, את הזאת מקבל לומר ושמיים תחילה, אחר כך קבל לבוא מצוות, אומר ביאנה. תפילין צריכים גוף נקי, מפני מה לא יחזיקו בהם, בני הרמאים. עובדה ובחד בנש דף כדי רבחי ורבקופר, ביום אלי, לא לך האמנת, אלא ראינת ברשך האמנת. רבי ענאי, הילוב שנחלכו יהיו שלושה ימים, הוא משחול לי במראה, כמתם, הצורך לכל אבנייכי, הרופא לכל תחלואייכי, and then, and only then, do we have the adi of the tefillin.